The Europe Report with Kanaan Lipschitz.
Kanaan, as always, great to have you with us. How are you this afternoon?
Very well, thank you. How are things?
Very good outside. I think many people have started their fast here in South Africa, probably about 20 minutes to half an hour ago. So, yeah, a bit serious, the atmosphere, because of the fast. But nevertheless, always great to be chatting to you. Kanaan, a lot's been happening in Europe over the past week or so. The Polish presidential elections spring to mind. Very fraught relationship that country's had with Jews for a very long time. Who won? And what's their relationship going to be with the Jewish community, in fact, the Jewish community worldwide?
That remains to be seen. And as always with Poland, there are always last-minute twists that can really complicate the plot. What is known is that the right-wing president, Andrzej Duda, eked out a small majority, 51.2% of the vote, 2 weeks ago in the last round of the presidential elections there. And it was the moment, for me at least, that I realized that there are many implications for this. But for the Jewish angle, I think it illustrated how we are, as a people, probably not going to ever get the billions of dollars in property that the Polish state is refusing to restitute.
Do they just flatly refuse this right-wing Polish government to entertain the thought of restitution at all? I mean, this is not a gray area. This was Jewish property that was owned, that was stolen.
Absolutely. They flat out refuse to do it, but that's not why I think it's never going to happen now. Never is a big word, but in the foreseeable future. You see, it was actually weaponized, this issue of heirless property, property without heirs, not of communities, but of individual people, that is estimated at around the $3-5 billion. It became a weapon of the right wing against the left wing candidate. And that's interesting. The left wing candidate won almost 50% of the vote. His name is Rafał Trzaskowski. And, it was reported that he is going to resume restitution talks. And this was reported, of course, by his right-wing foes. And the moment that this claim that a presidential candidate is going to do right by claimants of an unpaid debt, the moment that becomes a slander, that becomes a political weapon against him, you know where that society is standing. And it was actually reported on TVP, the national television, the BBC of Poland, if you like. Well, we don't know what kind of damage it caused, but it was definitely an indication of the degree of intransigence on this issue that the Polish people have. And it's connected to their own demons, because to them, it's not so much about the money. The money in these cases often comes from EU and US compensation for the restitution in kind of circular deals. It's a matter of admitting in some way that they were complicit, at least in the robbery of Jewish property after the Holocaust. And that's far too much for a nation that recently, parliament recently passed a law that says it's illegal to accuse the Polish nation of collaborating with Nazi crimes. So this goes deep.
This goes very, very deep, and one must bear in mind that you're talking about a country, Poland, who is busy rewriting history to suit themselves. I don't want to run out of time, Kanaan, but I want you very quickly to address for us the issue of anti-Semites targeting police in France as being an extension of the Jews. How did that identity get conflated?
It's been a progressing process, and it actually took me a few years to put my finger on it, and I'm living French Jewry, but professionals on the ground, I mean police and law enforcement, keep saying that they're being called Zionists, pigs, dirty Jews, and that's curious in its own right. But when you examine it against the background of terrorists like Muhammad Merah, the killer of four Jews at a Toulouse Jewish school in 2012, Well, that guy, before he killed the Jews, actually went and killed three soldiers, because they represent the French establishment that, to people like that, is run by Jews. So it's Jews and their servants, the servants being law and order. And this came to the surface about a month ago during a protest against about racial issues, about Black Lives Matter. And there was a big rally in Paris, in the République Square, and a small group of counter-protesters unfurled a banner reading something to the effect of White Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, or Stop Violence Against Whites. And spontaneously, in this crowd that came, ironically, to protest against racism, spontaneously, the cries of "Sale Juive," dirty Jews, started erupting from the crowd. It was captured on cameras, of course, and then denied by the leaders of the left wing who helped organize that that event. And I think what that attests to is the old saying that it starts with the Jews, but it comes around to everyone else soon enough. And once the hatred of Jews metastasizes into hatred of the guardians of law and order, then you know you have a society in distress.
Society is in trouble. Yeah. Hear you loud and clear on that very somber note, Knaan Lipschitz. Thank you so much. As always, look forward to chatting to you next week.
Goodbye.